Glenn Nelson of Cedar Falls steadies a ladder as he prepares to caulk a window. Nelson is joined by a handful of other volunteers, mostly college students and professors, on this Saturday morning for a so-called weatherization blitz. AmeriCorps team leader Tim Reynolds guides one of two groups who will seal drafty windows, replace water-hogging shower heads and faucets, and insulate pipes. He says the crew does the work in a quarter of the time that it would take an individual.
A lot of this is tedious work that just takes too much time for a contractor to do when they're actually constructing the home. So that's where we come into act, and we're actually able to do all the work for free. CFU has partnered up with us in the Cedar Falls community to provide all the materials, and we can provide the labor, so it's at no cost for the residents.
The service is available to any property in the community, flood damaged or not, through an application process. Reynolds says with a bit of training on how to use a caulking gun or a pipe wrench, volunteers can go out on their own and share with others what they've learned. That's part of the reason Glenn Nelson says he's back for his second blitz.
And it was quite rewarding. You know, there aren't too many opportunities to do something in a day that make a difference for a long period of time, and so we enjoyed that. We felt when we left the last house we worked on that we knew it was a lot tighter and a lot better than what it was when we had arrived just 4 or 5 hours earlier.
The Green Iowa AmeriCorps group has done everything from helping restore flood-damaged houses to conducting home energy audits with utility companies. Another of the team leaders, Sheena Wendt, says sometimes they encounter situations involving mold or asbestos, which are referred to professionals.
We sit down and we talk to the homeowner when we review the test results about the air infiltration, and we kind of discuss with them extra measures that they could take, investments that they can make that are outside of the parameters of our work, because really we just tend to the low-hanging fruit, the ceiling, doors and windows, weather stripping, insulating your rim joists in the basement, and sealing up your attic access, that sort of thing.
Green Iowa AmeriCorps is based at the University of Northern Iowa's Center for Energy and Environmental Education. They will continue with weatherization 3 days a week before they shift their focus to more spring-like activities. Team leader Reynolds says, not surprisingly, the focus continues to be green.
We've started a bunch of community gardens down in the Cedar Rapids area, and then hopefully we've been plotting land here in Cedar Falls to start some community gardens and possible orchards for the community.
Last year, the group planted more than 300 trees in Cedar Falls and will likely do the same thing this year because a windstorm last July destroyed dozens of trees on the UNI campus and on several nearby streets. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.